Hey, how are you?
By any chance, did you bring the glue?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. But I will fix that today.
Also, yesterday, when you came in, you remember I started talking to you?
Yeah?
Yeah, but you left the door open.
Down there?
Yeah. The thing is, I did the exercise and, you know, after...
Yeah.
I checked it out. I usually check it out because this is not the first time. It's several times I have left it.
Yeah, but I think I have left it once then, not twice.
Yeah, you have.
I have forgot that.
No. But what I'm saying is, other employees have left it open.
Yeah, it's not good. I understand.
Yeah, I know.
I understand. But I will.
No, but that's, if you don't want to mention your name, it's okay. I don't care. But tell Osa that I don't want anybody to stay here because they just left the door open. You still have many...
UDI have some rules about this.
UDI. Tell Osa that I need to see the rules. I need to see them in writing. I need to see them signed.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's actually unsafe.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's been several times that they leave the door open.
I talked with the
Yeah, I know.
He said to me that UDI wants one person from us to be with you and in the night.
But I just need to know why, because they don't help me in anything, you know?
No,
that's
no,
the problem.
It's not for help, but I think it's for the safety.
Yeah, but that's exactly the thing. It's not safe for me because they leave the door open. It's been several times. One day they left the door open, and that's why why I started checking it the whole night. I noticed in the morning because I went out and they left it open.
But you know, in Norway, it's so that.
Yeah, but the thing
we
is,
are
I,
sleeping
I,
with the doors open. Me at home, I don't.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. They say that it's safe for me, and then. They leave the door open, so that's not safe. And I told you there has been teens that they've been outside. I told you that, right? So, I mean, and I go outside and they're wrong. Why did they run?
Okay.
So, they don't have any good intentions if they're running.
People's kids?
Well, they're not only teens. To me, they're kids, you know?
Okay.
Teens, whatever. I don't know their ages exactly, but, you know, it could be 18, 19, 17, I don't know.
But I shall wash here and watch you clean, and I will go direct back to Rødagården and look for the glue.
Yeah, but I need to see the paper, because tell her that why me that I am Mexican, they do that, and in other Atil Mutar, they don't do that, because that's discrimination. And tell her that I say it that way.
I
tell her that I want to see in the paper why, because I am Mexican, because to me it's worse having people here. You know, every time they leave, I have to take the things out of the washer, I have to put them out, I have to clean several times the entrance.
Yeah.
Why? Because I am Mexican. Because, you know, the employees, they don't care. That's the thing, you know?
No,
I'm saying, you just tell her, you're just the messenger.
You're Mexican, not for me.
No, yes, it is.
No,
yes,
not for me.
It is, because why they don't do it with other asylum seekers that are from other countries? So that's because I am Mexican. So tell me, why other asylum seekers that are from other countries, they don't have those rules in those asylum seekers. Because I'm not the one that is problem. Always the employees, always UDI are the ones that are attacking me. UDI is the one that has sent several people to beat me up. Yes! I'm not joking. I have several complaints. And actually the police has refused to take they just don't want to file the complaint.
Okay.
It's just a mafia, and just because I am Mexican.
Okay.
So, that happened in other Atil Mutar.
I don't understand why...
Because I am Mexican.
Yeah, is that
a problem? Yes, it is. And a lot of people have told me that, you know, when I got here, no one told me that, you know, they were not going to send me because I was Mexican. They said, And I have put in a lot of complaints. They told me they're not going to send you because you are Mexican. But they didn't tell me to insult me. A lot of employees also, not from here, but from other things, they're not going to accept you because you're Mexican. They hate Mexicans. Yeah. People have told me.
Come in and sit there.
Yeah.
I have to wash a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's okay. No, I'll listen.
We can talk.
No, it's okay. I'll listen.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do your job
I
there.
I want to see you when I talk.
It's okay, Gil. I'll stay over here.
Yeah, but I am not thinking like that. You are a Mexican.
No, I'm not saying you.
I'm not saying you.
No, I never said it was you. I'm just saying, remember that you're the messenger.
Yeah,
you're just the messenger.
Yeah.
I'm not attacking you.
We have talked about that.
Yeah,
before.
I'm not attacking you. I'm just telling you that what I want you to tell OSA.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. So you're just the messenger, you know?
But I'm sorry for the glue and I'm sorry for the door.
It's okay. You don't want to tell. No. But you don't want to tell also that it's you. It's okay. I don't care.
I understand.
You can just tell her, you know, there has been several employees that, because actually it's been, I'm not going to mention the name, you know, now that Rolly is one of them. But tell her there's been several employees that have left the door open and that is not safe for me.
Tell her
that I actually started checking the door because one time they left the whole night the door open. And you know, tell her, I don't think OSA knows. Tell her, because Heidi knows, but I don't know if OSA knows.
Yeah.
Tell her that there's been teens outside on the back. And I show you the drape that I put, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell her I put that because I saw them. I went outside, but I went like slow. And they were like
running.
Well, one time they were gone. I didn't see them. But another time I saw them running. So if they're running, why are they running? That means they don't have any. And I didn't say anything, you know. If I would have attacked them or something, you know, maybe they would have escaped. But I didn't say anything. When I got outside, one time they were gone, another they were running. So that means, you know, they might not do anything, but they might. You don't know.
You feel unsafe.
If they leave the door open, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't worry about it. I'm not attacking you.
It's not a problem for me.
So
it's not a problem for me.
So you're still also, you know, some people has been leaving the door open and he just doesn't feel safe because it's been many times now.
Mm.
And there was that one time the whole night was open. And me, it's been a lot of days that I don't go out a lot. I mean, for many days. Sometimes for 5 days, at all, I don't even open the door. But I'm saying this because tell her that several times I have to clean the entrance because employees don't clean them. They just clean when they go. And a lot of them, they don't clean the entrance, they just clean up here. So tell her that, you know, why do I have to be cleaning for them? Because I'm the only asylum seeker that is cleaning for the employees. Why do I have to do that?
maybe the rules for this house is not good.
So
but I have seen by myself that someone is not cleaning here.
Also, I don't come here. I don't come here at all.
I don't like that.
Upstairs.
I want to come at work and it's clean.
Yeah, and I really tell OSA that I really don't check if they clean or not upstairs.
No.
Tell her that I don't know. Tell her, but I know that downstairs that it's dirty, and I have to clean several times. And tell her that it's not me because I don't go out sometimes for days.
I can wash the entrance today.
When I have
no washing.
But I just want you to understand it's not against you, Yi.
You're just
a messenger.
You have told me
that,
so it's no problem.
When I'm saying racist, I'm not saying you are racist.
No.
You know, it's not against you.
I'm not thinking
you know,
bad about you.
So I like you, you know, you
and
haven't attacked
you know
me. Yeah. Because, you know, some of the employees, they don't do the things, but they're actually, like, rude. You know, like Martin, he's rude with me.
Okay.
And that's the thing, you know, he does the bad things and he just rude, you know.
Is he saying things?
Well, he just puts this face, you know, and like that day he just didn't want to get the bumps. I mean, that's being rude, you know. If I'm an employee, you know, I want the bond, and and I tell him, I give you the money now. No, don't give me the money now.
Okay.
Well, I think it'll be better if I give you the money now. No, no, tomorrow you give me the money. Well, I told you the story like several times, so you know. So that's being rude, you know. And then he didn't bring me the bonds that I wanted. He bring me the bonds that they were on the fridge, because that's the other thing I was thinking. Does it make sense to you that you have frozen bonds?
Yeah, you're
that
with it.
You would. Yeah, but I didn't tell about what I'm gonna say. That you buy more bonds?
No.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
So he for sure gave me the ones that they were frozen.
Yeah.
So, and they were all beat up. But I mean, it's against them. It's not against you. But
if you want to criticize me for something, it's not a problem for me. Trying to do it next time.
Yeah, no, no. You're just a messenger. So I want you to please to tell also that to me, it's a headache to have people here because I have to clean for them. Tell her that Walid assured me he was gonna come and cut the rest of the grass, and he never came.
Okay.
He said, you know, you can look. It's and that's why the spiders come. You know, you see all this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see on the right side here,
yeah,
on that side,
yeah.
It's like 1 meter,
yeah.
No, like 2 meters high.
Yeah.
So and the problem is, it's not that I want them to do it. It's, I show you the spiders.
Mm.
And I also killed 2 more spiders today. And I'm not saying it's you, it's just because the window was open, I don't know how many days they left it open.
In the washing room?
Yeah, so it wasn't you, it was Roy for sure.
Okay.
So that's the problem, you know, the spiders.
Mm.
But of course, I'm not going to, every time that I kill a spider, I'm not going to keep them to show you. I already show you, so I can see them.
Yeah, I see them.
So
that's the problem.
So you still also that?
I said, but also it's not at work for, I think, Tuesday. And I have to call her then. I have to call her at Tuesday. Because she's not at work today or tomorrow.
Well, that's good that you told me.
Yeah, and I think she's gone Monday too. Yeah.
Okay, but she knows I need to leave, right?
Yeah, I told her.
Okay, yeah.
I told her that.
Right. Thank you.
That's
if you can please call her.
Yeah, I can call her.
Yeah, and tell her that every time they leave, I have to take out the and I have to because I have to clean my clothes.
Yeah, you have to do.
Yeah, but
it's
a lot
job.
Of things because you know sometimes I have to take a comforter and put it there the sheet. So I have to do it 2 or 3 times a week. Tell her that several times, like yesterday. When you came in the afternoon, I had to clean the before you came. I sweeped and I used the mop.
Yeah.
So I cleaned, for example, yesterday the whole entrance.
Okay.
You know. And,
but I can say the entrance, no.
But I'm not saying it's you. It's,
no, no, no.
It's
but
like,
I can take it.
Uh-huh. And then a lot of times a lot of employees come during the day, to do whatever. They come real quick, but they come 2-3 times during the day, plus at night, plus in the morning. They bring dirt, and I have to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, most of the times I don't go out for days.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, one time I didn't go to the store like 1 time in 2 weeks. So that gives you an idea. And I don't see the case of, today's night, but it's been like dark, like for 1 week. So why do I go out? I don't see the case, So I stay here. I do my walks downstairs. I open the door and I, from
yeah,
my...
Yeah.
So you just tell Osa that to me it's just a headache and they leave the door open and then... like Roy, he was making a lot of noise for 3 days. So to me, that's not caring about me. To this, I tell them that they don't do what I ask them to do. They actually refuse. I'm not saying all, but they just don't do it. So
Maybe you need a meeting with Dulce too. I will tell her that this thing, but maybe you need a meeting with...
Well, I need to get out of here. That's what I need.
But I told her that.
Yeah, so that's what I need, because, you know, it's like, UDI, and just by having me here, it's so clear that they're so racist. That's why they don't have me in a regular MUTAC, you know? I should be in a regular MUTAC, and they just, you know, keep inventing these things about me, and they're lying. Like, I'm sure that they're inventing things about me that I'm doing here, I don't know what. That's for sure. That's not a maybe.
You know that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, that's the problem with UDI. And I have told UDI, okay, you don't want me in your country, that's fine, send me to Spain. Because I don't want to be in a country with racist people. And I have put him in writing several times. Send it to Spain. They love Mexicans there. But you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's because that's what the law says. You know, if they want to take care of me, then send me there, but you have to pay. That's fine. I'll stay there. You know, I'd rather stay there with people that love me than with people that hate me just because of my color. So that's the thing. But, well, yeah, you can tell OSA and... Remember, it's nothing against you.
No. And if it is, it's really something else.
I am.
It's like,
when people is rude, sometimes you actually have to be rude, you know?
Yeah, but I
like, for example,
to be rude with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, for example, when Walid, there was an issue because they didn't let Anna to talk to me for no reason. And then she was talking to Amir for 8 hours in one day. The whole day they were talking. They were going here and that. So that kind of bothered me, you know, because that's complete racism.
Yeah.
And then Walid, not happy with that. Oh, because actually Anna gave her phone to Amir. So she was calling him on her phone, but the problem is, you know, Amir used to live aside of me, and I can hear everything, like, really clear, so I could hear the conversation.
Yeah.
So what I did is I turned on my stereo, and so I couldn't hear them, right? And then Walid, so they were just bothering me that day. Their intention was to make me upset, and their intention was to bother me, and just because I'm Mexican. So Walid started cutting the grass outside my window, but he was just like staying there with the machine. It's very loud. So I got out and I told him, just the head, you know, out of the window. I told him, you know, can you please turn it off? And
I told him
several times. And then he just didn't want to turn it off. He actually ignored me. So what I did is I took a little plastic dish and I threw it to the wall. And then he's like, got all the scare and everything. I told him, you know, can you please shut up? And I'm telling you so many times. And then that's the only way he shut up. But I mean, it's just, they're mean. They're mean to me. And because I am Mexican. Because give me another explanation. All right, man.